keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Good morning, I'm Keith Grant. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Several new laws go into effect on January 1st. One changes the deadline for advance ballots. Now ballots must be received by 7 p.m. on Election Day. Another law raises registration fees for electric vehicles to offset the losses on fuel tax revenue. And the Kansas Office of Early Childhood officially opens on Thursday, consolidating over a dozen state programs on childhood care. Kansas law enforcement now participating in their Taking Down DUI traffic campaign. From now until January 2nd, you'll notice increased patrols on Kansas roads. And with the new year just days away now, we want to remind you, government offices, banks, and post offices will be closed on New Year's Day. Many retailers will stay open, but check those hours ahead of time. In Wichita, Keith Grant, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
At SMC Concrete and Construction, they don't just build, they solve your toughest problems. From efficient grain storage and handling systems to reliable building solutions, they provide the complete construction package that keeps your operation running smoothly and profitably. Whether it's maximizing storage capacity, improving operational efficiency, or designing the perfect building for your business, they're here to get it done right. With trusted brands like Sukup, AGI SureTrack, Wick, and Varco Pruden, they've got experience and the tools to handle your toughest challenges. SMC Concrete and Construction, they don't just build, they provide the solution. Call 781-4383 or visit smckansas.com.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine expected today with highs around 32. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 16. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 49. High temperatures reach up to 54. Wednesday, under clear skies. 43 Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, it's 14 degrees.
Schindel Pest Control of Concordia has been family-owned and operated for over 78 years in North Central Kansas. They offer complete insect and rodent control month-to-month or for a one-time service. They can treat both your home and business. Call Schindel Pest Control at 243-2554. That's 243-2554 to protect your business, home, and family today. Spiders, mice, bedbugs, termites, and more. Let them eliminate those pesky pests at Schindel Pest Control in Concordia.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas State Wildcats improved to 9-4 on the season and wrapped up their non-conference late this weekend with a win over Louisiana Monroe 94-85. K-State led by as many as 20 points in the second half before ULM cut the lead down to as few as 4 in the final minutes. K-State coach Jerome Tang spoke after the game about how the victory unfolded.
Well, we had two really good days of practice, and then I thought it would take a little bit to get the junk out of us, which it did, and then we got rolling, and then we went into a lapse, and so we got some things we got to clean up, but for the most part, very pleased we won. hard to win, and looking forward to, you know, getting prepared for the first Big 12 game.
P.J. Haggerty led K-State in scoring with 24 points, his ninth 20-point game of the season, and third in the last four games. Nate Johnson added 14 points, while Abdi Bashir had 11 in the victory. K-State's next game will be its Big 12 opener this coming Saturday at home against BYU. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dwarzynski.
Is it time to update, expand, or improve your home? Precision Contracting of Beloit is here to help. Owner Jeff Germark has been serving North Central Kansas since 2004, providing quality homes, home additions, and trusted home improvement services. From modernizing your kitchen or bathroom to creating more space for your family, Precision Contracting delivers craftsmanship you can count on. And if a new home is in your future someday, they can guide you there too. But their focus is helping you love the home you're in right now. Call 738-7251 today. Precision Contracting of Beloit, improving homes with experience, integrity, and hometown pride.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
You're listening to KD Country's Athletes in College. Today we're talking with 2024 Smith Center graduate Gracie Kirchhoff. Gracie, how'd you get along this Christmas?
Oh, it was pretty good. Spending time with family and, you know, just being here at home. I definitely missed it a lot. So it was nice to be home and spend time with family.
Well, Gracie, you're a 2024 graduate of Smith Center High School on the state championship team in your sophomore year, which would have been 2022. But while we're just wanting to check on you today, I saw a Facebook post by your mom and grandma that Sterling College in Sterling, Kansas was 19-15 this year and got to play in the NAIA National Championship in West Plains, Missouri, where you guys went 2-2. But the way you got there, I will let them let you explain how you got there with a 19-15 record, and then KCAC record wasn't that great, but there's some qualifiers and points I'll let you explain.
Yeah, so pretty much, I mean, we worked hard all year long, you know, and we were definitely, that was our goal, was to get into the KCCAA tournament. And yeah, just, we have this word, grit is what we say. That's the word for the year. And pretty much, I think that's what our year pretty much, you know, showed. We showed our grit and our resilience. And I mean, obviously we made it into the nationals. So that was pretty fun.
Well, Gracie Kirchhoff, you have a coach that's been there 15 years and John Harding. And to me, he looks a lot alike your high school coach, Nick Lynn. Kind of compare those two coaches. They obviously, Nick coached for years at Smith Center, and John being the veteran coach in the KCAC at Sterling of 15 years. Kind of talk about both Nick Lynn and your current college coach, John Harding.
Yeah, so Nick Lynn and Coach Harding are definitely very, very similar. They're both very competitive. And one thing that I love about both of them is that they are very caring and compassionate towards all of us players, and they care about us, like each and every girl on the team. And I think they're just so similar in so many ways that I don't even know if I can, you know, explain all of it. But my favorite part is definitely about how much they care about each girl on the team.
Well, Gracie, we're talking with Gracie Kirchhoff, 2024 graduate of Smith Center High School. You had 87 kills, 15 blocks this year for Sterling College, and you played in 55 sets and around 23 matches. But ironically, you lost in the quarterfinals of the KCAC tournament, and then you played a regional match, and a lot of teams, the NAIA does a little bit different. They have point system and regional matches, but most often, especially in basketball and volleyball, if you lose in the college version of the tournament, in your own league tournament, you don't get to go to nationals. But you guys were a little bit different this year. Explain that.
Yeah, so pretty much we were kind of banking on one team to win, and obviously they did just that. And well, in the regional games, we were supposed to win both of our games, but we lost one and won one, but we still had a chance to make it in. And then that team that won, they got us in. And so then we made it to the nationals.
Once you were at nationals, you went 2-2. Just talk about playing in the NAIA National Volleyball Tournament and playing in West Plains, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, the one team that we lost to during our regionals, actually, so we played them again at nationals and we beat them. And that was our score to get into the semifinals of nationals, and then obviously we beat Bethel, and so that was really fun. And that was a pretty close game, actually, too. They're both really good games, and they're both great teams. But
well, Gracie Kirkhoff, you got a couple of local girls, Callie Kaiser, I believe, and then a young lady to Norton. Talk about the North Central Kansas connection on Sterling College volleyball team.
Yep, we do.
Talk about those players and what they mean to you, and just seeing a familiar place.
Thanks. Yeah, so Callie Kaiser, she's a year ahead of me, so she's a junior this year at Sterling, and you know, we're pretty, you know, all our whole team is really, really close. Like, I think we're really tight-knit girls, and Kaysiana is from Norton, and she's a year younger than me, but we're pretty close as well, so it's always fun to see girls from, like, my league or just close, you know, to see and talk to them and all that.
Well, Gracie, talk about the KCAC grind of volleyball, home and away, and what's your favorite non-home arena to play in, and what was your best match this year?
I would say my best match this year was probably at Nationals against MacU. So I don't know if you knew this, but I got a concussion like mid-season, and so I was kind of out for about 2 months, and so I had all that, and that kind of set me back. But then MacU, I think, was really the game that I got to, you know, get back into it, because I kind of lost my confidence a little bit, but, you know, Coach and the girls were really helping me out, get my confidence back, and so then I played against MacU, and I'd say that was probably my best and most fun game I've had this season.
Well, Gracie Kirkhoff, a 2024 graduate of Smith Center High School, and got to go to Nationals with Sterling College Volleyball this year. We're glad you had a Merry Christmas, and appreciate being on Athletes in College on KDNS 94.1 today, and I know that your grandpa up and grandpa up in Kennington, the Hudsons, are very proud of you, and also the Kirkhoffs around Gaylord. So thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2140 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
I know I need life insurance, but I don't think I can afford it. Bills can add up quickly. It's easy to look at life insurance as just another monthly expense that might push you over budget. But did you know life insurance can cost as little as a dollar a day? It's true. There are coverage options that fit your needs and your budget. Contact Farm Bureau agent Jason Chancellor in Beloit to learn more today. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This week's featured property from Hanson Auction Realty is a fully furnished, move-in ready home at 217 East Kansas Street in Glen Elder, Kansas, less than a mile from the Wakanda Lake. This 5-bedroom, 1-bathroom home sits on a desirable corner lot and features major 2020 updates, including a renovated bathroom, upgraded windows, vinyl siding, and a new hot water heater, all for just $135,000. A standout feature is the 30x40 detached garage with finished living quarters, complete with a guest room and additional bathroom. Perfect for lake guests, a hunting lodge, or extra living space. Call Heather Monty at 785-738-8375 or visit HansonOnlineAuction.com for details.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Give the gift of relaxation. Massage gift cards from Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems are sure to bring joy to anyone on your list. And don't forget to treat yourself, too. You've earned it after all that holiday hustle. Call 785-738-9405 and make gift-giving easy this season. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Ready, reliable, right here.
It's the best country. KD Country 94.